Welcome to this week's Superannuation News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, representing Financial Services Online on this lovely Monday, November 10th, 2025. Today, we explore key moves in our financial landscape that look set to benefit Australian consumers profoundly. First off, a major game changer for young Australians as Vanguard unveils My Investment, a fresh, tax-exempt investment model. Envisioned as a fourth wealth pillar, it parallels MySuper, allowing for fund withdrawal after 24 months, with earlier access attracting tax at the marginal rate. The model flaunts a simple menu of ETFs and managed funds, encouraging diversification beyond traditional cash savings. It's seen as an efficient approach, particularly relevant with our ongoing housing predicament in focus. The model also offers capital gains tax concessions for retail investors, complementing our existing superannuation system nicely. Looking at the numbers, we're seeing robust public support, with 72% of the people endorsing it and a good 58% of young Australians ready to use it for housing investments. Indeed, this new product appears particularly beneficial for low to middle income Australians. Vanguard Australia's managing director, Daniel Shrimsky, is all set for a crucial presentation to government officials regarding this progressive venture. Moving on to the subject of retirement, with over 2.8 million Australians approaching retirement in the next decade, the Strategic Management Council rings the alarm. In its recent study titled Retirement Revolution, they warn retirees could be on track to lose an estimated $6,500 annually without immediate policy intervention. Moreover, the superannuation assets are projected to swell up to a staggering $1.5 trillion by the time our fellow Australians hit the age of 65. With the current system complexities under the scanner, the report strongly recommends greater accessibility to financial advice. There's a growing call for super funds and government bodies to join forces alongside making use of digital tools. Other thoughtful proposals include increasing flexibility in choices, optimizing retiree income, and promptly resolving issues around dual accounts. According to SMC CEO Misha Schubert, we need simpler retirement pathways. It's absolutely necessary to ensure that our fellow Australians can retire confidently and comfortably. And that wraps up this week's significant financial news. Remember, stay informed, because every financial decision you make now can impact your future. For more insights on superannuation, keep following Financial Services Online website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estratori, signing off.